We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Scott Fransky, Larry Anderson with the call yesterday on WIP. The walk-off hit and a little chopper. And bang, gets the job done. Phils will win the game in extra innings. John liking that extra inning rule. I'm still not really into it. I can deal with it. I dealt with it last year. I'll deal with it this year. It certainly helped move the game along yesterday. That was very notable. I mean, there's no question it dramatically increases the probability of a team scoring in extra innings. And if, you know, as happened yesterday, if you stop the one team and then it's your at bat, I mean, I would guess you have over a 50% chance to score if you start the inning with the guy at second base. I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but it's got to be pretty high, and help them win the game. Look, if you want to react to that role still being a part of it and everything else that we saw yesterday, please do so. 215-592-9494. I'll detail the more about the experience, John, in the uniform, because that was a whole nother
what
thing.
What did you do at the media entrance?
I will get that shortly. Let's go to Matt in Mayfair. Talk to me, Matt.
Joe, John, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Excited, Matt. Real excited.
About what, Joe? What are you excited about?
Excited that we have an undefeated baseball team.
Okay, great. Anyway, let's get on.
You say okay, great, like it's dismissive. I mean,
extremely dismissive, Joe, because were you not the only one who didn't see what I saw yesterday?
Which is what?
Nine runners left in scoring position, Joe. Nine. All right? The same thing that plagued this team in 2020 is now starting to plague them in 21. They can't get the clutch hit. Rhys Hoskins striking out in the most critical situations. Bryce Harper flying out in the most critical situations. The only thing that saved us yesterday was a much upgraded bullpen. That was the only thing
that
kept
us
in that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Matt, we haven't said it yet. And while Roman Quinn had a great throw, he had a terrible at bat, man. I mean, what was that? Eighth inning, I think. Guy on second, one out, and a strikeout. That was awful.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. So, listen, if we're going to rely on Eric Ball making great plays at third base and Roman Quinn gunning people down in the outfield all season long, it's going to be a long year. Now, as far as Aaron Nola goes, I think he pitched well. He didn't pitch like an ace. I don't think he's pitched like an ace since 2019. And to be honest with you, John, you're right.
And 2019, there were issues, you know, down the stretch, serious issues down the stretch.
Yep.
So, listen, to say that, you know, hey, a win is a win is a win, and teams find a way to win games, and I got all that. But, again, it's getting really frustrating to watch this team consistently not be able – like in the first inning, there's no way that we should have walked out of that first inning with at least a 3-0 lead.
Well, I was thinking, yeah. I mean, look, the sack fly while it gets you a run kind of the inning did not explode. Let's put it that way.
I mean, we had freed on the ropes, and we should have finished them, but we didn't. And that's the problem with this team.
Wow.
That's the problem. We did. His curveball wasn't working at all, and they did not exploit that in the first inning. You know, that's the way you do it, right?
But at the same time, Matt, I always felt like we had potential to do something. Like, we were putting guys on base. It wasn't, you know, like a scoring bonanza, but I didn't feel like the two runs was like an accurate depiction of how active our offense looked at times. I felt more confident in our offense, I guess, than the scoreboard would indicate. You know, I felt like it bade well for future offensive explosions. Like, no, things didn't really go our way, you know, when it was all said and done, but I had a lot of confidence in the guys, the way they looked, you know, the way they their approach at the plate, the way they were taking pitches, the way they were smart. It was sort of an extension of the good things that we saw from guys.
I'll give you a for instance.
Reese's hit was good. Reese.
Yeah. Well, when you notice Scott Kingery in there, I'm not trying to dog on the guy. It's just it is what it is. You don't have to see a guy have two or three bad at bats in a game. I mean, he won't just make outs.
Yeah.
He would have bad at bats. He would look overmatched.
Right. I guess that's my point. Yeah. We were having good at bats. The Braves are a good team.
They are a good team. And they had a really good pitcher pitch yesterday.
So we were scrapping with a really good team, a really good pitcher, and I felt good about how we stood toe-to-toe to the team that everyone thinks is going to win the division for the fourth year in a row.
Well, you know what might have been – I mean, it's possible the factor, if you really think about it, guys, is I wear that uniform to the ballpark. And the Phillies are now undefeated when I wear the uniform to the ballpark.
Oh.
Opening day – I don't know if you put it together, but uniform opening day to the ballpark 2 years ago. Victory. Last year, wore the uniform, but let's remember we were not allowed to be at the ballpark. That was a loss, but we weren't there. And then yesterday, uniform to the ballpark, walking right in there, and victory. So
you're going to 81 games in the uniform is the takeaway here,
that
right?
That might be necessary.
That's the only thing that I can think of. Well, I don't know what this means.
Joe's poor mom having to wash that thing all this time.
But I don't know, James, why you stopping at 81? I mean, we're talking about probably nine playoff games as well.
Joe.
I mean, it's probably 89, 90, 91 times wearing the uniform of the ballpark this year.
Yeah.
It was. Let me say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was really, really nice meeting so many people down there yesterday. Obviously, it was not hard for people to figure out who I was because I had a big old Decameron on my back.
Oh, right.
So there were a lot of people that came up to me. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed meeting people.
That's really cool. How did you handle, like, in today's world? Like,
yeah.
I haven't been in a situation where I've been in, I don't know, public meeting new people.
Yeah, so a couple.
How do you handle that?
Yeah.
Do you bow?
No, well, yeah, I didn't shake hands with anybody. I'd say I backed up a couple times for sure. A lot of people wanted to take pictures. I took pictures, but I tried to be further back.
Oh. A
couple people crowded in on me during the pictures, and I was really trying to avoid that. A couple, but
that's
not many.
That's a tough
It's a
situation.
Little, yeah, it was a, you know, so, but most, I mean, it was great. It was great. And to answer your question, John, on the walking in part of it, I had to cover up. On the way in,
cover up.
I had to cover up.
The shawl.
What do you mean?
I could not possibly walk through the media entrance in a full Philadelphia Phillies uniform.
You could have.
Well, I could also be denied entrance.
That's the manly way to do it.
John, I am
a media pass.
I am a journalist. I'm a journalist.
Yep.
I believe in the highest form of journalistic integrity. You do not root. You do not insinuate. No, well, of course I root.
What was your cover up?
I had my jeans and my little sweatshirt over it. And then, so I started thinking, I had to eat.
Put jeans on over the pants?
I didn't know if it would fit. It fit. I did that here before leaving. And then I made this switcheroo in the ballpark. I went into the bathroom and I took everything from the outside and put it on the inside and everything from the inside and put it on the outside. So I had the jeans under.
You wore the uniform over your clothes?
Yeah. And I had a sweatshirt. And it was still freezing.
You must have looked ridiculous. Awesome.
But thank you to everyone that said hi. I truly enjoyed meeting you. And wonderful, wonderful people. Wonderful people. Hey, we have a pair of movie passes to give away today for you and a guest to see Godzilla vs. Kong. It's in theaters and streaming on HBO Max beginning March 31st. It's rated PG-13. John, on a day of numbers, because 2001 Space Odyssey, 1968, and notable for a lot of things, one of which is it's one of those numbers in a title sort of thing. It doesn't have to just be a number in a title. Famous numbers. I mean, 2001's famous from the standpoint of, Stanley Kubrick. John, when you think of a famous number for any reason, because there's a lot of numbers that are famous, a lot of numbers, some in sports, some not in sports, some in movies, some in shows. John, when you think of a famous number for any reason, best answer by the end of the day on the phone lines here is going to win the prize that we just talked about. John, give me a famous number.
I think this one would be so hard to vote against, so I'm going to have to take it off the board. 3.14159, whatever forever going on, pi is a huge number.
Everything but
Joe, not a number.
Yeah, everything but except that it's not a number.
What do you mean it's not a number?
Not a number.
3.14, like they're not a number. Okay, sure.
It's a mathematical constant.
It's a mathematical concept.
No, no.
Seltzer, give me a famous number.
What are you doing?
So annoying.
Well, tell me the last digit of that number. Tell me the last digit.
It goes forever.
Right, so because you can't tell me the last digit of the number, I'll tell you it's not a number.
You're ridiculous.
That's
it's
not
cool,
how it works.
Great concept. I'm a fan of pi. I'm just not a fan of pi being called a number.
You're not a fan of pi if you're saying it's not a number.
You can't tell me the last digit in the number, so don't tell me it's a number.
Because it's forever. It keeps going on and on and on and on.
So Seltzer, someone has a 333 batting average, but it actually goes on and on. That's not a number? You wouldn't count that as a batting average?
Yeah, the Repetin 3, does that mean it disqualifies that from being a number?
Disqualified.
Yeah, okay.
Seltzer, famous number.
Right,
what do you have?
My favorite number. My anniversary's on this number. It has always been my favorite number. Lucky. Number 13.
Number 13. Wow, lucky. Wow.
I actually love 13 also.
It's my favorite number.
I think it's a great number.
It's a great number.
You and Will Chamberlain. Look, there's a lot of ways to go here.
Me and Will.
I think on this Friday it's only appropriate, John, that 151, obviously, for all the obvious reasons. Hammer Victory's 151. No, that's probably not really that famous. But I do am at 151 and look forward to getting 152 today and beat the Hammer. John, I'll go with the number 10. And I'll go with 10 because it is often utilized in the form of top 10 lists. There's a lot of things with 10s.
You're right.
I mean, math kind of works off of the 10 thing. Like, the 10, the 100,
sure.
the 1,000. There's a lot of ways to go with
10. 10's a big deal.
10's a big deal. I mean, you've got X marks.
10's a great movie.
X marks the spot. Remember the scene, Sean Connery, Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones in the movie with Sean Connery. X marks the spot in the library. There's a lot of ways to go. 10's a great number.
Mm-hmm.
We got songs about 10. Hit us up here, 215-592-9494, famous numbers, and react to yesterday's Phillies victory. Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing, son?
You know what, Dennis? I am delighted with what I saw from the Phillies yesterday.
Well, before I get to that, I haven't called in a while, but I've been listening. You couldn't spell the word chocolate the other day?
Which word?
Chocolate.
Oh, I did spell it. What I said is sometimes
you had to write it down.
I did have to write it down.
Yeah,
that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the easiest.
Then a few weeks ago, you were gloating. You were scared of a contestant for Beat the Hammer, and you were so scared that you beat him, and you came out and reveled, and you were like the most jubilant person on the face of the earth.
Is that the guy, Dennis, I told him to shut his hole?
Yeah, I think so.
Shut your hole!
You called him a
Little Chump was a few months back. That was Andy and Deffer. Andy and Deffer got Little Chump status. Yeah.
Hammer, I've been saying this to you for 3 years. Aaron Nola is a good pitcher to very good. He is not an ace. He's our ace. He's only won more than 12 games 1 year. And what happened yesterday, the wind saved him. He is a 2 or a 3.
He's not a three. I think he's a 1, but he's not an elite 1. I think he's a 1, but not an elite. You know, Dennis, it struck me. He was 6th right before the season started for odds for National League Cy Young Award. I mean, he is considered a very, very good pitcher. I mean, maybe a great pitcher. Would I call him truly great? No, I'm with you. But I do think he's a 1. I would not say he's a true ace because what happened down the stretch last year, in my opinion,
and the year before.
Right. But I say last year because it was another one. So I would call him a 1, but not a true ace.
So how many games do you think the Phillies are going to win this year?
80. Well, I had 85 yesterday, but now I might go to 86. No, 80.
I'm at 93 after yesterday.
Dude, I'm at 162. Actually, then you get the playoffs. I'm at 170. Whatever it would be. Now I would say 85, Dennis.
When you think about it, the biggest winner yesterday for our team was Dombrowski.
And because what, the guys that he signed contributed?
Yeah, well he got our two offensive guys and he did the bullpen. Without him, we lose yesterday.
The only thing about Dombrowski that I think is being a little overblown is credit for Real Muto and Didi. I mean, the reality is the Village Idiot knew to sign them. It's just a matter of whether they were going to want to stay here and whether John Middleton was going to pay the money to do it. I mean, I don't see that as like a tremendous thing by the GM that it got done. It's the owner spent the money and the player agreed to be here.
Well, he got it done.
But Middleton got it done. That's the way I see it. Dennis, give me a famous number.
Well, I'm going to pick, how about the number 007 as in James
Bond? Sure. Great answer. Dennis, super. We have not heard from you lately on the phones. We want to hear from you more. Please call.
You got it, my
thanks,
man.
Buddy. All right, good thanks, stuff. Dennis. Let's go to Matt in Reading. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. Absolutely love the show. Joe, I hope you get hammered every week and beat the hammer. I'm sorry. I can't stand when you win. But anyway, I went down to the game yesterday and had an absolutely amazing time. I was driving down. I heard the montage. And my gosh, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. It was incredible. And everything was great yesterday. I had, like I said, an outstanding time. And I tell you what, with less people there, it kind of made it more personal. We were ragging on Ozuna the whole game.
Yep.
After he didn't throw out whoever tug up from third, I kind of forget on the bone. I think it was Kutch. We were, you know, calling him noodle arm. He was kind of giving us a look a little bit, but it was just so much fun being down there.
Matt, I also thought there was what I'd refer to like an extra level of camaraderie amongst the fans because it was only a quarter of the ballpark.
Oh, absolutely. We were having conversations with people, you know, a couple rows being socially distant and everything. But one thing I will say, this is why you pay JT Realmuto all that money. I was concerned about that BS clear path home plate rule.
I worried about it too.
He played that ball perfectly. And like I said, that's why you pay that guy all that money. And you're not going to regret it at all. And one thing I will say about the extra inning rule, I was kind of concerned with Brogdon there. He comes in, that's a rookie. He gets Freeman to ground out weakly to the first baseman. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, they're going to lose the game. And this guy comes in and does his job against a tough lefty. But luckily, obviously, you know, they got that play at the plate. But that's the one thing I would say about that extra innings rule. It kind of puts your pitchers in a bad spot. But you know what? I will say it did its job. It was kind of exciting, and I loved it.
Yeah. It does put the pitchers in a bad spot. Of course but that's the point. And it works. I thought it was really cool.
I got to ask Seltzer a clarification. James, does that fully count against their ERA?
No. If the runner on second doesn't count, it's not an earned run against the pitcher.
All right, good. Because that would be really unfair. All right, good. Matt, give me a famous number, man.
I got to go with Jackie Robinson's number 42 retired in all baseball.
You got it, man, 42. And I think the last player to ever wear it was Rivera, who, John, you know, James Seltzer refers to as Mo.
As do a lot of people. Yep.
Listen, you can have reverence for Mariano Rivera.
It's his nickname.
But when you go
call him Mariano Rivera every time, it's just easy to say Mo.
Yeah, why can't he just say his nickname?
A little bit of Yankee fandom in there.
No, first of all, we talked about this. I hate the Yankees more than I hate the Cowboys. They're my least favorite team in all of sports. He's the best of all time.
Little too casual.
Show a little respect for the best who ever did it.
Oh, I show great respect. He's absolutely the best who ever did it.
When a guy has a nickname, you're allowed to say his nickname if you're not a fan of the team he played for.
A little casual. He throws out Mo.
So weird. Like, it's a really weird one.
A little casual.
What?
Okay. All right, Joe to Cameron, John Richie. Hey, Twitter poll.
Do you say RG3?
I do, but that's a nickname.
It's a nickname. What's the difference?
Couple things. RG3 is more of a nickname for him than Mo is for Rivera.
What are you talking about? Well, Mo's been around for way longer. Everyone calls him Mo.
How can you evaluate that?
I will. I'll tell you how. You go on the street after the show. You can do it at lunchtime. You know, find 100 people. Say, who is RG3? Who is Mo? Many more people will know who RG3 is.
Mo is a name. It could be Mo from Three Stooges. It could be Mo from The Simpsons. Like, there's so many Mo's.
Unhappy with Seltzer. It's okay.
You're just wrong about it. It's a horrible take.
215-592-9494. All right, John, 76ers got the victory yesterday. Nice job on the road trip, 4-2. Now, I would say they certainly survived, for sure, without Embiid. I mean, they did some nice stuff. First, you had the Bradley guy. He ended up getting traded. Dwight Howard, other than the games he gets thrown out, for the most part, did some nice things.
Yeah.
Though it is notable, John, and we have not yet addressed it as a show. It happened a couple days ago. The Sixers were passed by Brooklyn in the East for the top record in the East. Brooklyn is a half a game up on the Sixers. There's, I don't know, I'd have to wait at 72 games, 70 games, whatever. There's about 22, 24 games left, something like that. Sixers are half game back. Now I'll throw out this Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the college hoop games at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. We think Joel Embiid's going to play in the next game. I mean, that's the word.
Right.
Today's question, will the Sixers finish with the best record in the Eastern Conference? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. John, they did a great job without Embiid, but Brooklyn is just, they win a lot, and they've now passed the Sixers. Your thoughts on the Sixers?
Well, I think that it's easy to forget how great Joel Embiid is in his absence. Yeah. He is what the offense operates around. He's the staple for our defense. You know, both ends of the court, he matters so much. The team did an incredible job without him. I will say I'm worried, officially worried about Ben Simmons.
Dude, what in the world?
You know he had 5 points?
I am well aware of it.
Don't know what's going on with that. I know that other guys have where one guy has sloughed off, other guys have picked up some of the responsibility. That's the mark of a good team. I believe we're a good team. I think we can put things together. Doc is a key to that, and I like where we sit right now, assuming Ben gets his act together.
Well, I don't really assume it. I mean, I think he is what he is. He's improved.
I'm worried.
There's no doubt, but I think he showed a dramatic lack of ability or willingness, whichever the two it is, and maybe it's both, to become more assertive and do more.
Just incredible.
In the absence of Joel Embiid. It's either not in him or he's not willing to show it. And the net result is you have a game like last night where I think he made 2 baskets. And that's happened a couple times now. I mean, I just don't understand how that happens other than he's just not all that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, you can react to all of that. 215-592-9494 in addition to all the Phillies conversation. Let's talk to Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey. Good morning, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while, although I left you a Kermit the Frog message, Joe. On Times Yours,
but we heard
the
it.
One who Joe took shots at.
Well, you know, Joe can take all the shots he wants. Joe, listen, do we have any tea for Joe in the studio there, John? You know, to get him warm.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I know.
Hey,
I should have worn the robe today.
Still suffering ill effects.
Yeah, this is big and bushy. This is good stuff.
You should have a bath in there. You should have a bathtub so you can put him in a bathtub with some bubbles, too, right? But anyway.
Dennis, should I put the jacket on? Because I am thinking about putting the jacket on.
Yeah, I think you should, Joe. I'm worried about you. I want you to live another day, my man.
Okay.
Hey, you know, every time Aaron Nola takes the mound, I worry about either one bad pitch or a big inning. I don't have confidence that he can hold a lead, but and I'm going to feel that way all year. And I think it's learned. It's learned kind of behavior from me from what we've seen over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I feel the same way. Once upon a time, I felt like this guy was unhittable.
Yep.
And he has been at times for stretches. But, man, it's just been so inconsistent now.
I agree. And I think for me, the key to that game, and I love baseball. I've played it all my life. The bullpen came in and locked it down. Last year, if the game was tied 2-2 and we went to the bullpen, we would be saying,
forget it.
I wonder how much we're going to lose by.
Yeah.
Watching that yesterday gives me confidence for games like that in the future.
So, Dennis, it's a major point. It was actually the number one thing that stood out to me as well. I mean, they lose that game last year. They lose the game. I mean,
well, they lose many games like that last year,
for
Joe,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's the point.
And then secondly, the defense and key moments. John, you made a comment. If he's not 6'5", he is 6'5", and he made the play.
Yep.
Right? He made the play. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. And for the Sixers, the difference for me there is Doc Rivers and that staff of coaches, because they're playing with the same players that Brett Brown had. And my number?
Yep, give me a number.
My number is number 12. Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Namath. A lot of Hall of Famers wore that number.
NFL QBs. You got it, man. Dennis, appreciate the call. You know, the defense, I got to say, the DD play, I had a tremendous vantage point on that in left field. I was in Harry the K's when that play occurred. And I then saw the replay, you know, when I got home. Obviously, you see on TV how great it was. I can honestly tell you, the vantage point I had from left field, I think it was even better than you see on TV.
It was the best. I mean,
it was really
spectacular. It was the best play of the game. I mean, it wasn't the most important. It was the best, though. That is such a hard play to make.
Yeah, it was really, and that was another electric reaction. It was awesome, man. 215-592-9494. Coming up, I have in my hands Todd McShay, John. His latest mock draft, the first prominent mock draft since the Eagles' big trade last week. who McShay has, the Eagles taking at pick 12, and all the jockeying with all the change that happened in front of the birds now at 12 with a couple different teams moving. We'll detail it and how the board shakes out for the birds. That's all up ahead next. Plus your phone calls. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.